Tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Yes, we are debuting a new segment called City Counselling, which our good friend Oscar Perez will talk to Auckland Council councillors about what's happening in our wonderful city. This week, he talks to Pippa Coombe, who is the councillor for the Waitemata and Gulf Ward, about what her job is, what council committees are, and what is their current response to COVID-19.
Well, kia ora, Oscar. Thanks for having me on for the first time as councillor for Waitemata and Gulf Ward. So that's a new position that I took up when I was elected in October in quite a closely fought race. So since then, you know, council got underway, but in the last few weeks, everything is kind of new and up in the air about what's happening for the country, for the world, really. So there's kind of the dealing with the immediate crisis, and then the business of council is also, we're trying to figure out what is the new normal of council.
Before we dive into the most current of current events, what is the normal for council prior to the breakout of COVID-19?
So how it works, at the beginning of the new term, in November, councillors are get their positions on committees and get to understand what their role is. So we do our constituent work for our ward. So my ward is Central Auckland in the Gulf Islands. So I get out now to Aotea, Great Barrier and on to Waiheke as much as I can. And then I'm also deputy chair of the Environment and Climate Change Committee. And that's under the chair of Richard Hills. And that's a new committee and very exciting to be working with Richard. And then because the Environment and Community Committee was split from last term. I've also recently become the co-chair of the Hauraki Golf Forum, which is a whole different sort of new area that I'm getting into, but that's concerned with the vitality and health of the Gulf, which is in a very sorry state at the moment, and that was sort of a whole nother topic. And then I also have, I'm on the National Council of Local Government New Zealand. We were meant to be having a meeting in Wellington tomorrow. That's not going ahead, hopefully by teleconference though. And then all councillors are on the what's called the committees of the whole. So we have a planning committee, we have a finance and performance committee that I'll be heading to shortly. And we have a committee that's called PACE, which stands for Parks, Arts, Community. Yeah, and events.
Has anything happened on those boards or little committees? I say little committees. Those very large, busy committees so far.
Well, I like to think of the committee that I'm deputy chair on, the Environment and Climate Change Committee, is like the Change of the World Committee. This is where we've got to do some serious mahi this term to bring together our Auckland's climate plan and some very bold actions that we need right now. And we had a very significant decision made last week where council signed up to decreasing our emissions by 50% in the next 10 years, so having more assertive targets. Because you might recall that it went out for consultation as the Auckland Climate Framework. That was last year, so there was a huge bit of consultation done around that. And one of the bits of feedback we got really loud and clear, we needed to be much more assertive in our targets and what we're aiming for, rather than this kind of we're going to have zero emissions by 2050. You know, if we work towards that, we could drop off the edge of the cliff way before then. In terms of the big decision that came to the committee last week, we also approved the priorities and the direction of the plan. So that means it's now going to be finalised by July.
Amazing. Is there anything within that plan or like steps that you can talk to us about?
Yeah, so the direction is obviously around decarbonising everything, but and focusing it on priority areas. So of course one of the really big priority areas has got to be transport, because that's 40% of our emissions. So what we're going to see come into the plan is a whole lot of actions that will be actions, not just council actions, but business, iwi, hapu, the community, that everyone, and government, of course, has got to be a really key partner in delivering on that, on the plan. So that's how it's going to be sort of structured, is around these 8 priority areas and with a whole lot of actions in it.
What else is going on within council outside of those committees? Obviously, there's a lot of things that have happened within the last couple of months. There's been the Pride Month. We've commemorated March the 15th recently, and also the outbreak of COVID-19 obviously is forefront in many a person's mind. How have these all kind of played on the collective mind of council?
Well, obviously everything now is pivoting to how we manage the crisis and how we prepare for that, everything's focused on public health and containment. So the last thing we want is a community outbreak. So what we're doing at council that was sort of normal, like we're meant to have Pacifica and Polyfest and the Arts Festival and the Comedy Festival and the Writers Festival and all those events that are in the calendar and that everyone's gearing up for, or were going to happen, have now been cancelled. So we're going to have, this year is going to shape up to be like something we've never seen before. It's going to be a huge impact, not just on people's health, but on the economy and how we can socialise, how we get around. So the normal process of council right now would be our annual budget. It is our annual budget. So we're working on that because the annual budget determines the rates that we all pay. So everyone pays rates, even if you're a renter. So it's important to understand how the flow of money to council, a big part of that is rates that we all contribute to. And normally we would be agreeing on what that budget should be for the next year. But of course we've got to reconsider the fact that council's going to have a lot less revenue. We won't be getting, for example, revenue from the airport, from the income that we might expect from people attending events, like going, say, like the Book of Mormon being cancelled. All of a sudden, that's income that we would be getting through the Civic because that's a council venue. So all this is up in the air at the moment is around how do we manage the immediate crisis and what do we have to do to put in place to invest, in the year going forward? Like, no one's going to want a rates rise, but we're going to have a lot more costs and we're going to have a lot less income.
How do you find a balance between looking forward to next year or the year after or the year after even and the short-term perhaps planning that is needed for dealing with a crisis?
Well, next year, of course, is all focused on America's Cup. And we've got a huge calendar of events. So at the moment, at this stage, we're planning that that's all going to go ahead as normal, but there's got to be a whole new plan B around next year. This crisis could extend well into next year, and that's going to make it a very different picture in Auckland. And then there's just the immediate things, like how do we keep our people safe? How are we looking after our vulnerable communities? And the government is leading the response. It's important to emphasise that because it's, we're following the directions of the Ministry of Health, but council has a support role in that. And then, of course, we have our own staff who need to be looked after and how we as elected members have our meetings. Like, we just still don't know, are we going to just have meetings as normal? Yeah, it's all, right now, it's all very much up in the air. But there's a lot of planning underway to respond to the crisis. So council has an emergency management team that have all been activated, and I think we've got some very competent people in there.
Would you say, as someone on council or in local government, that the direction given by central government works well for people that you represent on a local level?
Well, around the crisis, I think the mayor has been talking directly with the Ministry of Health and the Director General of Health, and getting very clear direction and talking regularly to the Prime Minister. So I think that relationship's working very well. And the Mayor and Council is very supportive of the package that came out, the economic package, because that's going to be needed for the huge impact that's already happening on our economy. When you can see, restaurants emptying out, the tourism sector taking a massive dive. Huge repercussions that we're only just starting to appreciate.
You mentioned just before looking after our vulnerable communities. In a time of crisis, what do you see as the most fit way of doing this?
Well, I think there's going to be a whole lot of wraparound support that's going to be needed? I mean, like there's lead agencies, for example, that are looking after our rough sleepers and ensuring that they've got the resources that they need, especially with kind of the change of seasons, getting colder. And then there's people who have already been struggling, like living in, you know, we've got a lot of overcrowded accommodation, people living in garages. The benefit increase is going to help, and that's where we've got to look to government to support incomes. But, you know, council will have a role in looking after our vulnerable communities.
You mentioned as well looking forward to next year. Obviously, the America's Cup was meant to be a huge and possibly will still be a huge event for Tamaki Makaurau. What happens to all the infrastructure and development for the America's Cup, say, if it is cancelled?
Well, that's a long shot. At this stage, I think we're still planning that it's definitely going ahead. I wouldn't like to speculate about what the plan B is, but if it might have to be postponed, for example. So the bases will still be needed. And, I mean, this is a time where perhaps we're going to see a lot more construction happening while the city centre isn't so busy. So, you know, that's all too... I mean, at the moment, it is all about public health and ensuring people are safe. But the plans will start getting rolled out about, right, if we're going to have a long period of people not travelling so much, not coming into town, working at home, then what are the construction projects we can get on with? And that's also where government can do a bit of a investment injection. But then, of course, we've also got the issue that our supply chain is vulnerable. Yes. So, you know, like we're building the city rail link, is that going to just be able to continue as normal when we've still got to get a big boring machine in from overseas? So, yeah, it's still so much that's not clear, but I know there's a lot of planning going on in the background, and it's not just about having a plan B, it's having, you know, various plans. And it's also like different scenarios. No one scenario is going to play out. It's going to be a whole lot of factors that come together in ways that we just can't even imagine. If we all have, you know, if it all goes into shutdown, what the implications of that are going to be. But council will very much be playing a big role in that.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.